Almighty God, we pray for your blessing upon this council. Help and prosper its work for the advancement and benefit of its people, so that peace and happiness, unity and justice may be established amongst us all. Amen.
Amen.
Manningham City Council acknowledges the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of land we now know as Manningham. We pay our respects to elders past and present and value the ongoing contribution to the cultural heritage of Manningham. I also welcome members of the public that are here tonight to this council meeting who have come along to observe the proceedings. I also recognise and welcome any former councillors or mayors that are in the gallery this evening. Manningham Council would also like to acknowledge the contribution made to Manningham over the years by people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. All council meetings are conducted by a meetings procedure local law. I will introduce each item of business as listed in the agenda by calling it by number and reading the title. I then call for a mover and seconder of a motion on the item before opening any debate. Only councillors are able to join the debate on an item. Councillors may adopt the officer's recommendation in the report or propose amendments and supplementary motions. I draw your attention to two opportunities for you to ask questions tonight. Verbal question time allows people who registered prior to the meeting to ask questions, but only about issues which are not on the agenda. Written questions are dealt with towards the end of the meeting, and these can be about any issue, including items on tonight's agenda. Item number two, apologies and requests for leave of absence.
Madam Mayor, there are no apologies for this meeting.
Item number three, prior notification of conflict of interest.
Councillor Paula Piccanini for item 13.1, concerning consideration of public submissions, 2017-18 annual budget, council plan 17-21, and healthy city strategy 2017-21, the interest being an indirect interest due to close association.
Thank you. Item number four, confirmation of minutes. Do I have a mover? Councillor Galbally, do I have a seconder? Oh, sorry, Councillor Galbally.
Yes, I'd like to move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on 30th of May 2017 and the confidential minutes of ordinary meeting of the council held on 30th of May 2017 be confirmed.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Any against? Those in favour? Carried. Item number five, verbal questions from the public.
Madam Mayor, there are no questions.
Item number six, presentations.
Madam Mayor, there are no presentations.
Item number seven, 7.1, petitions. Historical Church, 283 Spingvale Road, Donvale, Mullum Mullum Ward. Do I have a mover? Councillor Chen.
Madam Mayor, I move that the supplementary petition with 308 signatures requesting council to save the historic church and hall at 283 Springvale Road, Donvale, be received and referred to the appropriate officer for consideration.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor. Councillor Goff. So, Councillor Chen. Councillor Goff. Any against? All those in favour? Carried. Item number eight, urgent admission of urgent business.
Madam Mayor, there are no items of urgent business.
Item number nine, planning permit applications.
Madam Mayor, there are no planning permit applications.
Item number 10, planning and environment. 10.1, municipal-wide open space contribution rate amendment C115, request for authorisation. Do I have a mover? Councillor Zephyropoulos.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Chen. Councillor Zephyropoulos.
Open space is one of the most significant contributors to our livability in the city. And there are a number of factors which are threatening it. We have heard in a number of surveys we've done, including the 1,000 voices, that open space is valued extremely by our residents. As we know, Doncaster, like many other parts of Melbourne, is increasing very rapidly, and it is expected that the population of 116,748 in 2011 will become 148,236 in 2036, which is a 27% increase. So, in order for us to be able to maintain our existing open spaces as well as create new ones, we need to make sure that any increase in the population is taken care of by allocating enough open space. The 8% that has been recommended by consultants and discussed with this council is a rate which is being used by other municipalities, including Melbourne and Stonington. We've got an example, an exceptional case of Tallamore Estate, the former Eastern Golf Course, where 20%. There are distinct benefits, both social, economic, and environmental. I've already mentioned that the livability of our city depends directly on the amount of open space we have and how well we maintain it. The economic results come out of having a fair policy in relation to this matter. And obviously the environmental factors are also there, as there are good evidence that our biodiversity improves through more open space. So I commend this motion.
Thank you. Councillor Chen?
Yes, I would like to add it to our fellow councillor's comment in regards to open space contribution that we have to put to notice that the two lot development are exempt from the open space contribution. Also, the contribution council collected are used to buy land for use for public open space and to improve and develop land already being set aside for open space. Also, considering the 8% open space contribution, it is considered to be a reasonable balance between recovering council's open space costs and the financial imposition of developer. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone to speak against? Put it to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. Item 10.2, Draft Domestic Animal Management Plan 2017-2021 endorsement for public exhibition. Do I have a mover? Councillor Piccinini.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Conlon. Councillor Piccinini.
Madam Mayor, the Council's Draft Domestic Animal Management Plan will guide the future direction of animal management in our Council for the next 4 years. And this motion seeks that Council endorses the draft and it be put out to public consultation for a period of 6 weeks. The draft plan includes additional actions such as an online social media page for lost and found animals. It also includes translating our material for the coal communities and my favourite, which is a review of the current litter bins to determine if they are sufficient.
Councillor Conlon. Anyone to speak against? I'll put it to a vote. Those in favour? carried. Item 11, acid and engineering. Item 11.1, Mullum Mullum Reserve, notice of intention to enter into lease and to grant easement rights. Do I have a mover? Councillor Conlon.
I'd like to move that the recommendation be adopted.
A seconder?
I'll second that.
Councillor Galbally. Councillor Conlon.
Just quickly, this is just to correct an oversight by the previous operation of those of some easements that should have been recognised previously, and I endorse it to the council.
Thank you, Councillor Galbally. Any to speak against? Put it to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. 11.2, sale of land, part of 383 to 395 Manningham Road, Doncaster. Do I have a mover? Councillor Gough. Seconder? Councillor McLeish. Councillor Gough.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And this particular site is well known to us all on Manningham Road, and we've been discussing this particular block of land for quite some time now, and we've gone out to the public on our intent to do so. We got some feedback from people with regard to the sale of this particular site, and there are and we're listening to that feedback that came from the Manningham Centre Association and other people into the sale of that particular piece of land. The sale of this particular land is counted into our budget papers, so the money is sort of accounted for as we're going through. There are a number of issues that I suppose the sale is dependent upon, and that does in some fact reduce the value of the property in the thing, but for there are some public benefits in those areas that we've outlined. Namely, there are setbacks to be comparable with the street, and there are quite large setbacks onto that block of land. There's an interface with Manningham Road that is put in there into discussions onto that sale. There's a requirement to replace a path that runs from, I think it's Melaleuca Lodge, I'm not quite sure, but from the centre up to Manningham Road. It has a railing that has to be replaced. It sort of forces where the crossover and the entrance into that property is going to be. And there's also a 10%, not a total requirement, but indicating a preference for 10% affordable housing on that particular site. Councillors, I endorse that we actually look at this. It will become known as Lot 2 before it's sold, and probably get its own number, so it'll be Lot 2 of 283 to 295 Manningham Road, and I think we should endorse the sale of that property. And really what this does, Madam Mayor, is it enables the Chief Executive Officer to go through that process and finalise all of those details. And that's outlined in the paper there.
Thank you. Councillor McLeish? Any speakers against? Councillor Chen?
In last year, December council meeting, I voted against the resolution recommended by the panel to change the land use from public use zone, health and community, to residential zone to facilitate median density development. I'm still, until now, not convinced that selling our prime land for housing development is the preferred and a substantial use and direction of our for our municipality. I'm of the opinion that a robust analysis and procedure should be in place when considering any future disposal of our land and property. That includes the distribution of the procedures of the proceeds from the sale to any council projects. Thank you.
Thank you. Any closing?
Another speaker
full. Close.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and I'll rise to thank Councillor Chen for her input into this. And yes, I do agree with Councillor Chen that we do need to have some vigorous things that we look at in the sale of land and for future sale of land, and indeed, more importantly, where the proceeds from sale of any land that we have in Manningham goes to, because that is so important for our future. And yes, open space is important, but this particular site is at the front of a development that was a nursing home and another facility which was always, I suppose, not ever reserved for open space parkland recreation. It has quite a slope, and it is on Manningham Road. It was much rather reserved there in case we were wanting to build, or the Manningham Centre was wanting to extend up into that site. And that discussion with Manningham Centre of wanting to be able to do that was held a couple of years ago, and last year, as to whether they were wanting to, and it was indicated back to us that they didn't want to use that particular land that was there. The whole site of that is under a number of different ownerships, and so therefore we've got that little front section that is being sold off at the moment for highest and best value, and that was the reason for converting it to the zone that it's in, to highest and best value, and indeed that probably is one of the best blocks of land for, I suppose, development in Manningham, because it has views of both city and country. So perhaps it's where the council officer should have been. But anyway, besides all of that, councillors, it is important because this money is in our budgets for future projects and things. So and the decision to actually go down that path, yes, it was, the initiation of this was before this council. And I do agree that we do need a very good process for anything into the future that we need to do to sell into the future.
Thank you. So I'll put that to a vote. Those in favour? Those against? Carried. 11.3, part 9 to 13, Old Yarra Road, Wonga Park. Proposed alterations to premises leased to Birch Memorial Preschool, Inc. Do I have a mover? Councillor McLeish.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
I have a seconder. Councillor Conlon. Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm pleased to speak to this particular matter, Madam Mayor. This is a great little preschool out in Wonga Park. It's going gangbusters. They've got more kids than they can deal with, and the basic challenge they've got is they don't have enough space. There's also some challenges with the changing nature of staff ratios that have been pushed upon these sorts of organisations by the state government. And what we're seeing here is a well-organised preschool taking advantage of some space within this facility that it is no longer being used for the community house. And they're taking advantage of that. They're using the money that they've accumulated from their operation and from the community, and they're developing a second room, and that's going to make this particular preschool much more economical, because they'll be able to share their staff across the rooms and make the place work a lot better. And it's great to see a community preschool taking a step forward, bringing $50,000 to the table towards the renovations in this facility and getting their lease extended by 4 years to enable them to make use of the revamp facilities that they're planning. It's a great piece of cooperation between council and this preschool to see much needed preschool facilities expanded in the Wonga Park community.
Thank you. Councillor Condon. Any speakers against? Put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Community programs, item 12, 12.1, Community Grants Program 2017-2018. Do I have a mover? Councillor Piccinini.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Zephyropoulos. Councillor Piccinini.
Madam Mayor, the Council 17-18 Community Grants Program consists of three categories, community development, arts and culture, and small grants. We also have a community partnerships program where we provide funding for not-for-profits to provide services to our community. And a sign of a dynamic grants giving program is one that has diversity of giving, and we certainly have that in Manningham. The paper before you, Madam Mayor, is a list of the recommended applicants that have put in an application for a grant under the Community Development and the Arts and Culture Program. Clearly the report, we can see from the report that all applications were considered thoroughly, and the committee has a basis for recommending which applicants were successful and which were not. So I commend this motion to council, and I congratulate the committee for its thoroughness in assessing each application.
Thank you. Councillor Zephyropoulos.
The only thing I'd like to add, Madam Mayor, is we've received quite a number of applications for funding, which came from a diverse range of disciplines, including community services, health, multicultural, diversity, disability, arts and culture, and there is an even spread of activities across the municipality, so that makes it easy for us to feel comfortable that we're fulfilling the needs of the community to the best possible way.
Thank you. Any speakers against? I'll put that to a vote. Those in favour? Carried.